You know, I think for me, I'm a little bit worried. My God, Glenn.
I just blew my nose. I'm a bit. My brother sneezed all over me and. Oh, be damn cold.
Welcome back to the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, The Retro Asylum. This is episode 12 and a half. I'm your host, Andy, and I'm joined once again by...
a very snuffed up Glenn83100.
Yeah, you sound like you got a bit of a cold there, buddy.
Yeah, I got a bit of cold. It's draining my energy a bit, but I'll battle through.
You told me you're on that your brother accidentally sneezed on you.
Oh, my brother came in my room. It was helping me spelling my game. I was like, achoo, achoo. And I think, oh, I've got this cold now. And now I'm stuffed up with cold.
Oh, gosh, Glenn, I feel sorry for you. I appreciate you sort of doing this. It's been ages, Glenn, since we've recorded this, isn't it, since last time?
Oh, it certainly has.
All right, then. So let me quickly tell you what the show plan is for episode 12 and a half. Actually, before I tell you that, let me tell you what episode 12 and a half is all about. Now, in episode 12, I told you guys that we're going to do the podcast weekly from now on. Now, it's going to be a bit tough to do a whole hour extra show, so what I've decided to do is do a whole show one week. The next week, we'll do like a little mini show, so that way you can get your dose of retro gaming goodness. So, the show lineup for today, Glenn, is we'll tell you the site poll results. We've got some community choice reviews. We haven't actually played those games yet, but we'll tell you a little bit about that. We've got two forum topics each that me and Glenn are going to pick. Mm-hmm. We've got the community music, which you guys have picked. We'll play one of your tracks and we'll read out some of the answers. And yeah, that's about it, Glenn. A nice little short show.
A nice little short show that keeps you going during the week until the full hour one and the following week.
Exactly, matey. So why don't you tell us... actually, let me go first, mate. Let me find out the poll results. The first section we're going to go into is the poll. Now, a few weeks ago, I put a poll up on the forum, and it was your fave 8-bit and 16-bit console or console ever. Now, there was a few machines we've picked. We had the ZX Spectrum, C64, Amstrad, NES, Master System, SNES, Mega Drive, Game Boy, Amiga, and other. Who do you think won, Glenn?
Well, everybody seems to like the Spectrum. I've got to go to this forum and have a look.
Right.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you what.
I'm very surprised.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had 23% voted for the ZX Spectrum, 8% voted for the Commodore 64, 15% for the Super Nintendo, 8% for the Mega Drive, 38% for the Amiga, and 8% was other. Now, which one did you vote for, Glenn?
The one I voted for. I like the Super Nintendo.
Really? I thought you would have gone for the Commodore 64.
I do like the Commodore 64, but I also like the Super Nintendo as well. It's 50-50. I think I have to toss a coin up and whatever lands on heads or tails, and I vote that way. It's that right. Hard a decision.
So did you actually vote, or you didn't vote this time around?
I actually didn't vote that time around.
Okay. You should have voted. You could have helped the Commodore 64 get ahead of the Spectrum. But yeah, I genuinely thought the ZX Spectrum was going to be the favorite computer that everyone had, but the Amiga has beaten it. It's got 38%, so we must have quite a lot of Amiga fans on this.
I have to be honest, the Amiga at the time was very expensive, but overall it was a computer way ahead of its time. I'm not surprised. It was a fantastic computer, because even in the SNES and Mega Drive days, and those two consoles came out a lot later than the Amiga was still, the games looked as good as the console counterparts to me. It was a fantastic machine.
And I think everyone agrees with you, Glenn. We've got Jack O'Lantern here on the forum, and he put, for me, it's either the SNES or the ZX Spectrum. Potty Boy, he picked the Amiga. Denaris, he said he picked the Amiga by a country mile, and, you know, he really loved the Amiga. And Teal picked three different machines, so he went for other. Adam from York Folk, he picked for the ZX Spectrum. Slenkar went for the Amiga. He said, Amiga let me play good RPG and strategy games for minimal costs compared to the PC. Damien picked the Amstrad, actually. Oh, but he went for the Amiga as well.
I think he went for the Amiga in the end, because Amstrad got no poids.
Yeah, it's a shame. I thought the Amstrad would at least get one vote. I voted for the ZX Spectrum, Glenn, because I love my ZX Spectrum. It was the machine that was cheap and cheerful that my parents bought me. The games weren't expensive, $1.99. You could go to the shop, get some budget games, and you could always walk away with some quality stuff.
You know,
and
you hit the nail right on the head there. That's probably why I like the Commodore 64 so much. The games were cheap and cheerful.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, thank you very much for giving us your vote on this. What we will do is, every sort of, like, couple of weeks, we'll put a poll on the site, and we'll sort of read them out, the results, on the mini-podcast, on the half-podcasts. So, this mini-podcast is going to be a lot more community-based. This is where we get your feedback and so on. So, yeah, keep an eye out on the forum. We'll have more polls there that we'll announce and talk about.
My favourite... cats! If you want to spit gun, get jungle scum. If you want to slam dunk like Robinson.
Get cyber razor cut.
If you want to bring down the best in the world. Or hit your lift on a pterodactyl.
Get cyber razor cut.
If you want to slash trash in monster hell or fry the demons with electric spells.
Oh, no.
If you want to be a Sega nut, get yourself a cyber razor cut.
So let's move on to the next section, Glenn, which is...
Community Choice Review.
Right, so yeah. Now, guys, we have got like a little section here on the forum where basically you guys can choose the games we talk about. Now, because I've been really, really, really busy sort of doing house stuff, I haven't had the chance to actually play the games that you guys have done this. And I've just basically sprung this idea to Glenn now, so he didn't really have any idea about it. But
you should let me know in advance, Andy, because there's a million games out there and I cannot possibly play them all.
Exactly, but I think what I find, Glenn, is when me and you do the podcast, we basically play games that we used to love playing about, and sometimes I feel that we miss out on games that other people used to love because we maybe didn't play them as much. So I thought it would be a great opportunity for our listeners to pick what we talk about.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. But let me know in advance.
I will do, mate, yeah. Because we have got some games here. We've got, like, The Island of Dr. Destructo on the ZX Spectrum. You can probably get that on the C64. What other games did they pick? Daily Thompson Super Tests. And there's a few more games. Laser Squad. But again, we didn't really have the time to actually go through this. But we will do on the next half podcast. So guys, again, if you can think of any games that you guys used to love playing or you still love playing, why not head on to the forum? It's a little thread on Site and Podcast. And if you go to You Choose the Games We Talk About, put the game there. Tell us a little bit about why you like that game and why you want us to actually play it, and we'll actually talk about it, Glenn. And I think we'll have a bit more variety that way, Glenn, so
yeah,
that way we won't repeat the same thing, because I could talk about Dizzy Nonstop, but I'm sure everyone doesn't want to hear me talking about Dizzy Nonstop.
Yeah, exactly, and people don't want to hear me talk about Mario Kart Nonstop and Starwing as well. But, you know, I think about games is there's so many games out there. I don't think there's not one person in the world that played them all.
Yeah, because there are so many games. There must be a game that, you know, we hadn't played in ages, because it's nice sometimes when someone goes, they mention a game, and we'll be like, oh my God, I haven't played that game in absolutely ages.
Like when Andy mentioned to me on the previous podcast about The Human Race, I played that game and absolutely loved that game, but that jolted a memory in my head thinking, The Human Race? Oh yeah, I remember that.
I remember you got really excited about that. So, you know what, Glenn, I think, you know, I'm looking forward to this new section. I'm looking forward to the new half podcast, because it is more community based. This is where we get your listener feedback.
The world's number one selling home computer is now in a family pack, the Commodore 64, plus data cassette and joystick, four software programs including Introduction to Basic, a teach-yourself program for the whole family. The Commodore 64 family pack, a value of $700 for just $499.
Are you keeping up with the Commodore? 'Cause the Commodore is keeping up with
you. So what is the next section then, Glenn?
Forum, two topics each. So me and Andy are picking two topics each that's on the forum.
So why don't you tell us what your first topic from the forum is, mate?
My first topic is, which retro machines do you own? I love this topic.
Right, so which retro machines, Glenn, did you own?
Well, I owned a Commodore 64,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a Game Boy, Then I borrowed an Amiga, and then...
Which you never gave back.
I did actually give that back, and eventually gave that back. And then after that, I had the Super Nintendo, and then I went on to a PC stage. I had a few PCs, and I did play on the N64 and PlayStation around that time, the Saturn, but I went into a PC phase there. I played a lot of PC games then. When I was about 18, I went on to the PlayStation 2, and then it went to Modern Age after that. So, yeah, that... I also own now a Sega Dreamcast. I now own a Sega Saturn, and I've got Atari Jaguar for £10 at Game, and now that's no more.
Right, okay. Let me tell you the machines I've actually owned. I've owned a ZX Spectrum Plus 2, a Plus 3, I had a C64, I had an Amstrad CPC 464, Sega Master System, an NES, Game Gear, Game Boy, Super Nintendo, Mega Drive, N64, PlayStation 1, Saturn, Dreamcast, and yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Why don't we have a look and see what the machines that some of the guys mentioned on that particular thing. Which machines did people own in England?
The BBC Model B with a flash hard drive.
That was Damien, right? He also owned two Amigas.
A C64S, so he must have the old Commodore 64. That looked like the bread thing. Then he had the white Commodore 64. My Commodore 64 was the C64S, the first one I had, I think. I think it was.
Mine was like a creamy colour, Glenn. Which one was that one?
Yeah, it was a brown one, the old one. It's like a brown one. So you probably had the C64S. Now, I did get the original Commodore 64 because I looked in the... we used to look for second-hand stuff. We didn't have eBay and stuff in the past. Mm-hmm. And what we used to do, we used to pick up a second-hand newspaper.
Yeah.
And it had all the second-hand stuff that people were selling. And I was looking for a Commodore 64. And I was about 13 at the time. And I found this Commodore 64 for sale, you know. And I remember picking up the phone, do you still have the Commodore 64? Oh, yes, it comes with 30 games. And I remember going down to the house and looking at it, thinking, hang on a minute, that's not a Commodore 64. It was the really old model. It was the 1983 model, the old brown bread bin one.
Right,
and I think we bought that at the time for £5. And this is at the time when there were pretty still much a lot of Commodore 64s around. Now, they are harder to get now because they're dying off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my memory of getting the bread bin Commodore 64. And an Amstrad CPC with a colour monitor. Now, my friend has an Amstrad, and what I found funny about the Amstrad is with that colour monitor, the power supply is actually fitted into the monitor itself.
Yeah.
So you have to plug the monitor in, then take a wire out from the monitor, then to plug into the Amstrad, and then you have to plug the video then into the Amstrad. So it was really weird how Alan Sugar designed that.
Well, I don't know why. The Amstrad also had the green monitor, which I don't know why they had. But let's go through a few of the other machines that people owned. Swaney had a Vectrex and Atari Lynx 2, which was the smaller one, wasn't it, Glenn?
Oh, yeah, the Atari Lynx 2 was a smaller model, because when they originally released the Atari Lynx, it was quite a hefty machine, and it looked rather ugly and quite cheap and tacky. But when
it wasn't quite a handheld, was it?
Yeah,
it wouldn't fit in your pocket.
It was massive, but the Atari Lynx 2 was smaller down, it looked nicer, the buttons are nice. And what was funny about the Atari Lynx, you can also use it with your right or left hand, because it has a button that switches the screen around.
I didn't know about that. That's actually pretty impressive.
And it was originally going to be called the Handy, and I think it was going to be released by, I forgot, what it begins with an E, the company, but I forgot what the company's called.
What, Epic?
Epix, that's it. Mm-hmm.
They made a lot of C64 games.
Yeah, and they got into a bit of trouble, and they were going to call it the Handy.
Mm-hmm.
And Atari basically bought them out, and they could have released the Handy, I think, around about 1987. But they waited until 1989, around that time, the Game Boy appeared. Now, Atari could have got there first if they would have released it at that time.
Yeah, it's a great little machine, though, mate. I think we're going to have to dedicate a whole episode, actually, on the Atari Lynx, because it was a great little system. Definitely.
It was a shame that it didn't get the support it deserved. I think the battery life didn't help either, because I think the battery life, dreadful.
Yeah.
I remembered. And who could ever forget the Game Boy?
Oh,
that changed the world of handhelds forever.
It did, mate. It did indeed.
Could you believe that the Game Boy with the green screen and the low-tech graphics and everything beat the Atari Lynx, the 16-bit handheld?
Well, Glenn, it was cheaper, it was cheerful, it was affordable, it had a huge amount of games at its disposal, and the battery life was fantastic
and
compared to the other two.
It came with Tetris, I remember that. And I remember when I was a kid going to buy a Game Boy, and you could not find one. Nearly all the shops were sold out. And I was in Currys at my local shopping centre, and he says, hang on a minute, I'll go look at the back again. And there was a Game Boy actually fell down behind the cupboard. And they talked about, oh, yeah, we found one. The box looked battered, but everything inside was fine. I said, yeah, we have that. And I got a Game Boy for Christmas.
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. I got a Game Boy for Christmas as well.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through a few of the more obscure machines that people have had. They have an NEC Turbo Duo.
Oh, NEC Turbo Duo. Was that like one of those really expensive consoles with a massive cartridge? I may have got that one wrong, everybody.
All right, but that was the Deadly Groove. That's one of the machines he owns. Let's have a little look at some of the more obscure ones. Farius, obviously, he's got an NES because, you know, he's got a NES sites. A Neo Geo Pocket, which was Retro Shaman's got a Neo Geo Pocket.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
All right, so let me go to my topic then, for Glenn, on the forum. Now, my topic on the forum is WTF games.
WTF game.
Yeah, now, WTF basically is like the worst of the worst games that are so absolutely awful. The Evolution of Life, you know, he picked Pit Fighter on the Amstrad.
Oh, that's a good one. That game was dreadful. Even on the Super Nintendo 16-bit system, I remember getting that game, and I felt, what the hell is this? And my brother swapped it for Bubsy the Bobcat and some Vampire Blood to a friend. Good deal there. That was a brilliant deal.
Tell you what, though, Pit Fighter wasn't a great game to begin off with. The arcade was really basic. It just had dodgy digitized graphics.
Do you know when you press the button, you know, like on Mortal Kombat, the person actually puts the fist out, and you see them pulling the fist out and go, huh?
Yeah.
On Pit Fighter, soon the fist goes, ugh, and you don't see the animation. It's awful. And I played the Commodore 64 one as well. That's not any better. It's probably worse than the SNES version.
All right, let's look at one of the other choices. Adam from York Folk, he put Indiana Jones games are really frustrating. The Temple of Doom, he said it's almost unplayable. Did you ever play the Temple of Doom?
I actually never played that, but my friend has played the Indiana Jones games.
I'll tell you what, Temple of Doom was based on the arcade game, and I didn't like the arcade game, and I wasn't a big fan of the 8-bit conversions either. I thought it was a pretty average game. The Evolution of Life, he picked Beverly Hills Cop. He says that was an awful game. Have you played that one before?
Beverly Hills Cop. Unfortunately, I've not played that one.
It's probably a good thing, Glenn, because the game wasn't that great. Seems like quite a few people picked Pit Fighter. Oh, Damien picked Airwolf. Did you ever play Airwolf?
I think I remember that one. Somebody mentioned Sonic 3D Blast.
Yeah, what was Sonic 3D Blast all about?
Sonic 3D Blast, it was the Mega Drive game. Do you remember? The top-down 3D game? I don't think it was that bad.
No, I thought that was really good, actually. I don't think that's a WTF game. What is one WTF game, Glenn, that you hate? We want
Ultimate number one has to be Rise of the Robots. I don't think anything could top that. I remember buying that and think it was going to be a really good game. And I remember looking at the graphics. I think that looks brilliant. As soon as I put it in, the music's fine. When you press start, it just fell apart. The robots would just punch anywhere they like. You could only choose the blue warrior or the blue robot to fight the characters. And it was very lazy programming. It was a dreadful game. And they actually paid the magazines to say it was good as well. Shame on you, magazine. Shame on you to say it was a good game, and really, it wasn't worth the plastic it was, well, the chips it was made of.
I think it was just, you know, too much hype, you know, way too much hype. I'm trying to think of a game. Maybe Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu was a game that I really hated. I got it on the Sega Mega Drive. For some reason, I thought it looked all right. It had Shaq, who at the time was this famous basketball player, and it was like a beat-em-up, Glenn. I don't know if you played it, but it was awful. The graphics were awful. The gameplay was awful. Doing moves were awful. It had no playability whatsoever, that game, Glenn.
It makes you think, why wouldn't these games play so awful they were actually bother releasing them? I think they could actually make the money back on it.
Mm.
There's one game, I'm surprised, that's not mentioned. Games like Bubsy 3D, Rise of the Robots. You know, I suppose there's so many awful games.
Oh yeah, Renegade 3, which
that was dreadful.
Yeah, that's probably my worst game actually. That ruined the Renegade series in my opinion. All right though, guys. Again, feel free to come up with some topics on the forum, guys, and we'll read some of our favourite topics on the next podcast.
I would say thank you for something there, Andy. Yeah, I think you would put Quick Snacks on the Commodore 64 there.
It's the video game that lets you pretend you're E.T., running away from secret agents, falling into danger, finding a phone to call home, and discovering the best thing on Earth, a friend.
Move on to the final section of the mini-podcast, which is the community music choice. Now, to do this, guys, all you have to do is go into the forum, you go to Site and Podcast, and there's a little section that says Music from the Past. And what we will do, you guys nominate your favourite track, tell us a little bit why you like that track, and what we'll do, we'll play it out, and yeah, that's it pretty much. Now, we've got a nice selection here, actually, which is from Potty Boy, and he's chosen two choices. Now, I'm only going to play one, Glenn, and this is because I haven't heard this theme before, and he put Another World, the end theme. And
That was a great theme. I completed Another World. I know what he means. That was great.
I couldn't even get past the first three screens of the game. That's how tough I found it was. What Potty Boy said, Glenn, he put, while the ending itself left the game open to a sequel, of which one was made, apparently Hearts of the Alien on the Mega CD was like the official remake, well, official follow-up. This tune made the game well worth completing. He put, it's wonderful, it's enchanting. It's a tune that just embeds itself into your mind upon first hearing it. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to play this track. Let us know what you think of it and comment on the podcast. Right, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. And again, all you have to do to have your music played on the podcast, if you can think of any music you actually enjoy, go to the forum, go to Sonic and Podcast stuff, go to Music from the Past, scribble down what music choice you want and why you like it, and me, Glenn, or me and Swania, whoever we're recording with, will play your music choice. So Glenn, I think we should start rounding this up. So have you got any thanks or any little things you'd like to say to anyone?
Well, I'd like to say one big thanks to everybody for your support. Massive thank you for everybody.
Thank you very much, mate. Again, I'd like to thank the whole Retro Asylum community, because again, Glenn, I think they're absolutely fantastic, because sometimes I can't be on the site, and every time I go back, there's new videos, there's new forum posts, so they're definitely keeping it alive. And guys, don't forget as well, we need more iTunes reviews, because I want to have the number one retro gaming podcast in the world. Not just in the UK, but in the world.
See, I almost said the, but I said, UK. I went, UK.
Well, anyway, goodbye from me, and we'll see you next time on episode 13.
Goodbye, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye. It has to be retro for gaming. You're cutting out, Andy.
Can you hear me, Glenn? Can you hear me, Glenn?
You just cut out then. I couldn't hear what you said there.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah. I need to find another one now.
What retro machines do you own? There's a good one for you, Glenn.
I like to have that one.
All right then, Glenn. So that's a count of three. 3, 2, 1, and you snorted again.
Oh, sorry.
Bear with me, Glenn. I should have been a little bit more organised.
Yeah. Edit this bit out, Andy. Copy off guard there. Site poll. Oh, not site poll. Community choice. Oh.